Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is August 14th, and our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. In verses 1 through 18, Paul begins this chapter by defending his right as an apostle and church planter to receive financial support from the churches he's leading. Listen to what he says beginning in verse 13. He says, "Don't you realize that those who work in the temple get their meals from the offerings brought to the temple, and those who serve at the altar get a share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord ordered that those who preach the good news should be supported by those who benefit from it." Man, when I read that, I just can't help but remember back when I was in college, my sophomore year, and I had this financial crisis and had to take a semester off. And like we've taught all of you to do in that moment, I just tried to open my heart and say, "God, why is this happening? What do I need to learn? What are you trying to show me? What are you saying?" And over a couple of months, what I began to realize is God was calling me to preach the gospel. I realized I wasn't supposed to be a business major, and I changed my major to communications and prepared to go to seminary, and my ministry life was getting started. But I can remember in those early years, even when I went to pastor my first church, a small church in a small little community, I wasn't sure if they would be able to pay me enough to pay my bills or I'd have to work another job. I can remember when I came to Definition Church, there was only about 30 people, and it was a small little church on the outskirts of town, and I really wasn't sure if Definition would be able to pay me, but I was so grateful, and I've been so grateful for all these years, 23 years now, that this church has been so generous and always taking care of me and Tina and our family, always taking care of our church staff, and has just been very generous with them. And that's actually what Paul is teaching here. He's saying that those who preach the gospel, those who minister and lead, should be compensated by those who benefit from their service. And you know, we benefit from such a great church staff team. And all these years, when I look at the team we have now, I am just so impressed. They love Jesus. They love you. They are just humble. They work great as a team. The culture is so rich and enjoyable. I mean, it's just wonderful. And we all benefit from that as they're helping us learn to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do what Jesus did. And because they're doing that so well, we want to take care of them, right? We want to pay them well. We want to take care of their families because they work, they're actually expected to work 50 hours a week. Now, that includes their church time, but we ask them to do the same thing that we suspect most church members do, work 40 or 45 hours a week, and then on top of that, do church. So we ask them to do the same thing. And because they do that, we don't want them working another job. Because if they worked another job, what it would do is it would overextend them. It would keep them from having margin in their life. It'd make it very difficult for them to connect with Jesus, to be with Jesus like they need to be, or to be with their family like they need to be. And so they would not be able to model for our church the very thing I think the Bible teaches us to do, how Jesus taught us to live so that we could experience abundant and a blessed life. And we want you to have that experience, but we got to go first, right? Our staff has got to lead the way. And so we have always tried to help them learn to do that, help them take care of their families, help them learn to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do what Jesus did. So we're so proud of them, and we couldn't do that without you. And you know, when I think about church world, that also means we're always trying to have this balance of how do we take care of them, but not be so extravagant that it keeps us from doing ministry. And I think we've done that pretty well. And here's what I mean. In America, the average church budget, the personnel portion of that is about 55% of the church budget. Here at Definition, it's about 45%. And so that's pretty good. So again, we're trying to take care of them, but we don't want to go too far. Now, let me say one other thing. Because I'm the lead pastor, you know, sometimes something that we've seen in American culture, but not just in American culture, even around the world, where churches kind of have this celebrity pastor culture, and a pastor begins to live extravagantly, too extravagantly. And I just think it's so dangerous. Maybe the most dangerous thing in the world is success, right? And when a ministry or a pastor experiences so much success, and there's so much financial prosperity, and there's so much freedom and authority, I think we can really get in danger. I always want to be careful myself. I don't want my trust to be in money. I want my trust to be in God. I don't want to find my life and satisfaction in money or what money provides. I want to make sure I find life and satisfaction in God. And so I do think there's a limit. And one of the things that we've seen in culture is that sometimes some pastors, and we've heard about it, it's in the news, the media really loves to kind of highlight these stories where they've been so over extravagant. I think it really discredits the church because it makes people question their motives. You know, are you doing this to get rich and to fly around in your jets? I think it's inappropriate. So even, for example, even if I were to write books, keep writing books, and one day they were to really take off and I'd become a best-selling author and make millions of dollars. Listen, I just don't think a pastor should live in such extravagant with all of the needs in our world. Man, all the people that desperately need Jesus. I think a pastor that makes a lot of money ought to be a pastor that's giving a lot of money. One of the things I have so respected about Rick Warren, who wrote The Purpose-Driven Church and Purpose-Driven Life, Purpose-Driven Life became one of the greatest bestsellers of all time. And he made millions and millions of dollars on it. But he made a decision, and I love this. He made a decision to reverse tithe. Just think about this. He decided, I'm going to live on 10% and I'm going to give 90. Wow. I mean, that's amazing. Now, 10% of several million dollars is still very, very, very comfortable, right? But he's being extremely generous. And I just think for those of us who are followers of Christ, whether we're a pastor or not, when God has blessed us so much, Jesus said, to whom much is given, much is expected, much is required. Man, I want to live as generously as I possibly can. So I do think there's a limit. Paul is saying that the pastors should receive financial support from the churches that they serve and those that benefit. But he's not saying take advantage of that situation, live in such extravagance that you really lose credibility with the very people that you're leading and serving. So I think we always have to be real careful about that. So let's take a few minutes and let's ask God to help us be good stewards of what he's trusted us with financially. And then let's pray over our church staff. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for all your blessings. I'm just reminded of James, where your word says, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Lord, we're so grateful for your generosity, the way you've blessed us and prospered us. You've given us so much. But God, I pray that you would help all of us, to not put our trust in money, to not try to find life in money, not try to find our security and happiness and joy in money or what money can provide. God, those are good things, but we were created for you. And only as we learn to be with you and become like you and do what you do, only then do we find the satisfaction and the life that we're longing for. So God, help us to recognize we're just stewards of what is actually yours. And we want to be good stewards. God, we want to live comfortably. But then we also want to live generously. We want to pour into the lives of other people that need our help and into the mission of God, taking the gospel to the ends of the world. So Lord, help each of us to examine our own heart and to examine how we're managing our finances. And then God, we're so grateful that we get to support our church staff. Lord, I'm so thankful as a pastor of Definition Church for almost 23 years now. I'm so grateful for the generosity of this church, always taking such good care of our family and for taking such good care of our staff. And Lord, today we just bless the staff. God, we pray for a growing unity, growing chemistry, a growing anointing, sensitivity, and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, growing resource and wisdom and creativity and insight. God, a growing maturity. So many of them are so young, but such exceptional leaders and such a passion for Jesus. God, we pray that you'd accelerate their growth and maturity. Anoint our team to help our church and everybody that will lead us to learn to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do what Jesus did. God, we bless their family. We bless their kids. God, we pray over their marriages, that you would guard their marriages, protect them, strengthen them. Lord, again, we're just so grateful for bringing us such a great team, and we just bless them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me again. I hope this encourages you. Remember, share this on your social media. Other people need to learn to connect with Jesus every day, so help me get the word out. Thanks for being with me. Don't forget, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.